Alrighty, so someone wanted me to describe a few things or just some random thoughts that they really had that they wanted me to say, blah, blah, blah. I kind of looked over them. I don't really remember exactly what they were, so, you know. I'll just start from the bottom and work my way up because it's, you know, completely, like, it goes from, like, not safe for work to safe for work, so I'm just going to start from safe for work to not safe for work. Sorry, I put on some lip balm. Okay, what is the most beautiful scenic vista to you? Honestly, I can't really say. I've always been a huge, like, nature lover, really, in general. So, I'd really say anything that involves nature. Even then, like, it's really hard for me to you know, narrow it down. I just think all of nature is really pretty, so I can't totally answer that question, I guess. Or maybe everything. I guess that's just everything is pretty to me. Let's see. Number two. Describe your favorite type of cuddling. Okay, well, the room has to be cold because I don't want to be, like, too hot and sweaty. I don't like being too warm. So yeah, maybe something with, like, a nice fan, or, like, if the room's kind of cold, but maybe, like, we have comfy blankets or something. I like being the little spoon because I like to rub my butt in the guy's crotch because I'm a whore or whatever. If there's pets, if anyone has a pet, if there's a pet in the house, I would like that animal to be in the bed because pets are fun and cuddly. So I do like spooning a lot, but sometimes I do like, you know, face-to-face cuddling, because that's always nice to, like, look into the person's face that you're, that you're being all cute and sweet with, and give them little smoochies. I can't really think of too much else. Maybe if, like, a TV show is on, or, like, a movie or something that we're kind of both into, or even something that's just, like, background noise, I enjoy that, too. You know, nudity. I like being naked when I cuddle. The guy doesn't have to be, but I prefer being naked when I cuddle. I just prefer being naked in bed too, really, in general. Like, if I'm in bed, I'm naked. Like, if I'm on the internet, really, I'm naked, because usually my phone is charging. So, spoiler alert, I'm always naked. Let's see. Last one. Describe your kinkiest fantasy and the king, or and the kink you are most curious about. Okay, let's see, kinkiest fantasy. I don't know if I'm a kinky person. I mean, I'm into, like, some rough stuff, but I don't know if that's really kinky. I think a lot of people are into rough stuff. Let's see. I don't know, because I'm, like, so lame. Like, I don't even think I'd want to be, like, tied up, because I'd be scared that they do something that I don't want them to do, and that scares me. Maybe, is partial bondage a thing? I don't think it is, but if it is, partial bondage is something that I wouldn't mind trying. I think even a blindfold would scare me. Like, I'm just so afraid of everything. I guess I just have to really trust the person in order for them to, like, you know, do anything like that. God, I sound really, really lame right now. But yeah, it's really hard to say, because, you know, whatever. I'm into normal, like, I don't know, rough sex, I guess. I don't really know. I'm so boring. I wouldn't mind getting into things, though. Like, if someone wants to show me something, I'd be more than fine and more than willing to do that, but there's nothing that I'm really, like, about. Like, I'm more of a people pleaser versus someone who wants to be pleased, you know? So, I guess I'm boring. I don't really know. I guess if anyone has any more questions they want to ask me, feel free to, you know. I'm so bad at this. I'm so sorry.